You're listening to the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 27. Welcome to the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 27. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode. And don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Rock Off podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the wrecking community. In this episode, we have an interview with Mark Gunther. Mark is a member of F3 Nation and is the guy who manages a lot of components of F3 as it relates to wrecking. He's completed a lot of GoRock events, including a double heavy, so he's pretty knowledgeable on the subject of wrecking. In addition, he's the one who manages their F3 Nation Wrecking Twitter account, as well as the F3 Nation Wrecking Facebook group. Before we get into this interview, I wanted to give some thanks to those who have left reviews on both Apple Podcasts and our Facebook page. We've got a 5-star review from VMI2012, who says, "I'm new to the GRT community. I will be doing my first event on December 9th. Thank you for the reviews, information, and all-around awesomeness you share with us. I'm glad I found GoRock, and I'm glad I found All Day Ruck Off. P.S. The handwritten note makes it all more special." Thank you so much, VMI2012, for leaving that review. I'm glad you liked the handwritten note, and I hope you had a really great time at that December 9th event. I'm really curious where your event was, because on December 9th, I also took part in a GoRock event. I did the GoRock Custom Team Ninja Santa Ruck in Seattle and had a really great time with that. So glad you're enjoying the podcast. Next up, we have a 5-star review from JSUS101, who says, "This show is solid. All of the guests and the host are knowledgeable and always bring something new to the table. DFQ." Glad you're enjoying the show as well. I too am a huge fan of the guests that come on. As a fellow wrecker and GRT, I try and bring on people that I'm interested in and want to talk to. And I'm just thankful that it sounds like other wreckers are interested in the same things that I am as well. So it seems like it's going pretty good. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that. As always, a huge thank you to everyone who has left a review or is considering leaving a review. They're great to read and they are always appreciated. If you want to leave a review, you can do so on iTunes or our Facebook page. Just search for All Day Ruck Off on iTunes or on Facebook and we'll pop up. One last announcement. The Charity Challenges 2018 1,000 Mile Challenge is open for registration. You can head over to charitychallenges.org to check it out. 100% of the net proceeds go to the Green Beret Foundation and Team RWB. And the goal is to walk, ruck, or run 1,000 miles in 2018. There's going to be some pretty awesome patches made for it. And there are tracker patches, which are pretty cool as well for logging the miles. This podcast is releasing in late December. So in this episode, we are focusing on how to get involved in wrecking with the new year coming. I know there are a lot of listeners who are just starting to wreck and haven't ever done a GoRock event or a wreck event before. So the goal of this episode is to help motivate them and you to make 2018 your year. There are just a ton of ruck clubs around the country, as well as F3 and FIA groups. So be a little proactive, search them out, and crush 2018. This interview with Mark Gunther is great. He has an awesome story. A lot of people have heard the term couch to 5K, where you're fat and lazy and on the couch, and your goal is to work up to a 5K. Mark went couched to GoRock Tough in 30 days. So If he can do it in 30 days, then I'm sure if you're listening to this and you're on the couch and you think the closest you're ever going to get to rucking or a GoRuck event is listening to me bring guests on and tell you about GoRuck, he's here to tell you that you're wrong. You can do this. Without any further intro, I'm really excited about this episode. Here is the interview with Mark Gunther. I'm here talking with Mark Gunther, who has been a member of F3 Nation since 2013. He is currently the rucking coordinator for all of F3 Nation, and they just keep putting on incredible GoRuck custom events. So I'm very excited to have him on the show to learn about how he got involved with GoRuck and to talk about some of the upcoming customs they've got, as well as, you know, just some other awesome aspects of rucking and F3. Mark, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Brian. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Glad to hear it. So just to start off, how did you first hear about GoRuck?
So I first heard about GoRuck or found it online. Got married, had kids, got fat, and was looking for something that kind of lit the fire for me to have a reason to get back into fitness. Was looking at OCR events, and I think I saw the banner, the old Tough Mudder banner for the early days GoRuck events. So I looked into it, and you know, in those days there were a few events, and you know, maybe one per state, and you know, there just wasn't a lot going on. So I couldn't sign up for any of them without traveling a long distance. So I kind of forgot about it. And then when I got involved with F3, shortly after I started, we had the second F3 custom event with GoRuck, and I went and watched the welcome party, which it was, as North Carolina standards, you know, a snowstorm. We probably got 4 inches, but it just happened to be on the day of, and I went out and watched it, and it sparked that fire. I felt that thrill of competition and pushing yourself, and I knew that I had to get on board for the next one. So that's how I heard about GoRuck and got involved in doing events, the short story there.
That's awesome. It's not every day you talk to someone who, you know, found GoRuck back when the only real mention of them was off that Tough Mudder website. So if you joined up F3 in 2013, that means you're looking at GoRuck probably 2011, 2012. Like you said, back when there was only one event, they had the challenge, and they would make one stop per year in each city. So you definitely didn't have the opportunity that you have now where they're coming to cities a dozen times a year. It was one and done back then.
Yeah, it was kind of limited availability. And, you know, I wish I could say that I was one of those people who did it back when the events were hard, you know, air quotes on that. But, you know, we get involved when we get involved.
Absolutely. The events are still hard. It's, you know, the uphill both ways in the snow scenario.
Yeah, I think that you have to be like 70 now to say that you did a GoRuck when it was hard. You know, it's just kind of like the grumpy old man saying that.
Yep. Too true. So you watched that second F3 custom GoRuck events welcome party. That lit the fire. What was your first GoRuck event?
So my first event was 707. And what I would imagine not typical. So I actually, right after watching that welcome party, my wife was very pregnant and I stopped going to F3. I told myself that I stopped going because she got tired of me getting up early. But the reality was I just was not happy with my fitness and just kind of fell out because I got tired of feeling disappointed with how not fit I was. I played Division I college soccer, so I had at one point in my life a really good fitness base, and to get back out and thinking I could do it like I did when I was 19, 20, 21, I was just so below the standard that I had. So I'd quit F3, actually started going back out because my wife basically told me I was getting too fat. Like there was an acceptable fat and I had gone past that. So I was too fat. So I went back out. And then from there, we had the third F3 custom, which ended up being class 707. And I heard about it and all the thoughts of, you know, wanting to do the event came back. So I signed up right away and only had about 30 days from being too fat to event day. So I had a crash course on getting ready for my first GoRuck event, which is not recommended. It can be done. I always tell people it can be done, but you have to have a very serious plan for getting yourself fit in that amount of time.
Yeah, that's not much time at all to train, especially going from, you know, what your wife would call an unacceptable level of fat. You've passed dad bod into the, you know, the next space. So a lot of people try couch to 5K in 30 days, but couch to GoRuck Tough, that's a bit more of a commitment.
Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, it was still sort of in the days where there was not a lot of info. I mean, there was some AARs, but it was somewhat limited. So, you know, there was the GoRuck training website that used to exist, and I did some of that. But the rest of it was just me doing dumb stuff with a ruck on, and some of it worked and some of it didn't. Or should not be repeated, I should say.
Yeah, I remember, you know, training up for my first GoRuck event. I did a lot of running with weight. And I know OBT and Dread did that too, running with weight. And there just wasn't that much information out there. So huge kudos to you for finding a decent training plan and making that work. So let's get into your event first. I want to come back to this couch to GoRuck Tough in 30 days thing. But when you were at the event, how did you feel, you know, lining up at the very beginning? Were you questioning anything with your strength, or were you doing pretty good?
Oh, I questioned everything. I felt like I was the outsider already because I didn't know a lot of people in the event because I was, again, relatively new to F3. I was the only person who didn't have an F3 shirt because I hadn't bought one yet. So I had this black, like, running top that I wore. I had no idea if I would make it, much less the whole thing. I went through it. You know, I've always say that GoRuck events are kind of like Jeopardy. Sometimes you can get a category that's just easy, and sometimes you get a category and you got no answer for. And luckily, we did a lot of things that were on my strength list. So I got through the welcome party, and once I got through that, it was just kind of, you know, my confidence was there, and I knew I'd be okay. Went through it. I mean, we spent forever in just this disgusting creek that runs through Charlotte where there's baby diapers and syringes and, you know, the bottom is rocks because it's man-made and it's slippery. I mean, we spent like 3 hours wading through this creek, and then we humped it to a park. We did some PT. Then they asked for, you know, the big guys to come with. It was Cadre Mickey who led us. We went running off down this trail, and then we stop, and he shines his light into the woods and says, I need 8 big guys to get this log. And I just remember thinking to myself, how the hell did he find a log in these woods? Like, it's just off the beaten path. It's just, where did it come from? So we pull it out, and, you know, the 8 big guys, and I was one of those guys, were moving it and going like 5 steps and drop. You know the drill of, you know, you get it up. Oh, this sucks, dude. We can't do this. Maybe if we look like a bunch of dummies, then they'll just stop, which of course they didn't. We bring it back to the parking lot where the rest of the people were. Then they put us in a volleyball beach volleyball court and had us throw sand all over each other. And then we had to move this log out. And what had been the eight big guys then became like 16 to 20 people. We thought, hey, let's strap it and carry it, you know, farmer carry style, and did that for a few miles. And then the straps ended up starting to break. So then we had to carry it, you know, the rest of the way home. I thought I was doing well. And then like towards the end, I'd been kicked off the log because I was taller than everyone who was there. And I was just pushing the log to the side because I was trying to get under it and my butt's sticking out and it's just awkward. So the cadre actually kicked me off the log, which at that point in time, I was more than happy to accept. But, you know, I'm carrying some coupons and ended up talking to Mickey. And finally he says, you know, your team's up there working and you're talking to me. Do you think that's the right thing to do? And then it was like the light bulb of like, I suck. I'm just terrible. I got no idea what the hell I'm doing. I think I'm doing good because I haven't quit, when in reality, I'm not doing anything of any real use. So that moment was actually like the catalyst to me getting in and doing more events rather than just doing one and feeling like I was, you know, a Green Beret because I spent 14 hours doing this. It pushed me to do more. That feeling of, even though I had some success, I really had a level of failure in that.
That's wild. And that's a really interesting way to look at it too, because you know, you completed the GORUCK event, but it's almost like completing it is what drove you to do more. So when you finished that event, did you know right away that you were going to sign up for another one?
Yeah, I had an idea. I mean, you know, you get that high and you think that you're great and you wear your patch everywhere and you tell everybody and, you know, it was the toughest event ever and the log was so huge and, you know, I'm a badass for doing this. And then you go home and you're like, I'm really not. Like, I wasn't. I was a weak link. So then I was like, okay, I didn't do well by my own standards. How can I improve that? And then I was like, okay, Bragg Heavy is out there. It's 2 hours away. Bragg Heavy 1 was just a total disaster where everybody's quitting left and right. I'll do that. And that, you know, that'll force me to get better because I know the standard is high. From there, ended up getting hurt about a month out. My ankle just started blowing up and I couldn't really walk right, much less do an event. So I pulled the plug on that and then took a little bit of a break from pondering events to get healthy again. But then, you know, the itch was still there to keep on doing them. So I signed up for another F3 custom in Raleigh. And then we had the first F3 heavy the following year. That's when it really became like an obsession for me in doing events.
That's awesome. So just to take it back quickly a little bit, this episode will be released in December, which means a lot of people are planning their, you know, New Year's resolution. This will be the year I do something big or get in shape or finally sign up for whatever event I've been putting off. You went from couch to GORUCK Tough in 30 days. What advice do you have for people who are listening? It might be in a similar situation. You know, I know a lot of people listen to this podcast when they're out rucking, but they might be sitting on the couch and listening to it thinking, I would love to do an event in February or March, but I'm just not in shape right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Or people who've done lights and, you know, don't know if they're going to do a tough they want to, or, you know, take the next step. I mean, for me, I'm part of F3 Nation. If you live in an area where there's F3, you know, F3 is men only. We also have a women only group called Females in Action. You know, that's a perfect place to start. It's no cost. It's early in the morning. Most places are Monday through Saturday. You get out there early in the morning, you get your workout done for the day. You know, it's a great way to start changing your lifestyle into that mindset of fitness. And GoRuck likes to talk about social fitness. F3 and FIA are huge founding ideas, is just getting together and working out, and the rest just falls into place. So F3 and FIA, if you can do that. We're also, you know, there's the Pathfinder program. I know that you had Lyle on here. Lyle's a great dude. They have that down to a science with the different levels. And a lot of the Pathfinder is actually geared towards people who are in F3, because the roots of Team Spearhead are in F3, but they, you know, broke off, just, you know, have a little bit more freedom with what they do, but they're very intertwined with, you know, how they go about things. So those would be the best ways that, if they're available, you know, if you don't have access to those, just walk out your door with a ruck on. I mean, you have the greatest gym outside your door. I mean, F3 is huge on always being outdoors, because there's something that happens when you're working out outdoors. It gets into your inner caveman. So, you know, embrace that caveman, get out, do that, get some sandbags, put a weight on your back, and just start doing exercise. I mean, for most events, doing something is probably the best that you can do. And the resources out there are pretty much unlimited for how to properly train. I mean, for F3 Nation Rucking, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter account, we have, you know, lively discussions, mostly about rucking, but, you know, we get into some goofy stuff. You know, reach out to us. You know, you don't have to be an F3 to be a part of our group, and, you know, hopefully we can bring F3 to you sometime in the future.
Sounds great. You know, I'll post links to all of these resources in the show notes. So if you're listening, you can check those out, but check out F3 in your area. If you're a female, check out FIA, F-I-A. If F3 is not in your area, just grab a pack, go outside and start rucking. It sounds like, you know, what you're saying, Mark, is the biggest thing you can do is just start. Just start.
Yeah, I mean, your plan for preparing can't be the don't just do something, sit there, plan. It won't work. I mean, there are some people who can just show up, never done anything, and finish the event, but that's a loser strategy for most people. So getting out there, doing something, preferably with other people, and just knowing that it can be done. Doing the work and then visualizing yourself completing the event is a great foundation for doing your event.
And so I think I know the answer to this question, but, you know, again, for those who are listening and are in couch shape right now and are envisioning themselves in GoRuck Light or GoRuck Tough shape, do you personally have any regrets spending those 30 days getting in shape?
Hell no. F3 and GoRuck have, other than my family, been some of the biggest life-changing things in my adult life. And I mean, GoRuck is about building better Americans. F3 is about building male leadership in their community. And between those two things, I have had a radically different mindset day to day and have really removed a lot of limitations as to what I think I can do in my life. So there are some things that I wouldn't have done, like the ruck running. I did a ton of ruck running. I mean, just, I'm going to go out and I'm going to run 5 miles with a ruck on. And that's just dumb unless you've done it before. And sometimes even if you've done it before, it's still dumb. So, you know, ruck running, you know, would not recommend it unless you already are a really good runner and have good form. So, you know, in the couch to event training plan, I would take ruck running and throw it in the dumpster. But, you know, ruck PT, overhead stuff, running in general, rucking in general, those are, you know, your foundational items that are going to lead to success. And get an F3.
There you have it. Love that advice. If there was any advice I wish had been given to me when I was training for my first go-ruck event, it would be don't run with your ruck. Just ruck with your ruck.
I mean, some of us still do dumb stuff like that. Like we had a half marathon in Charlotte that had a rucking division, and I ruck ran most of it. And about 8 miles in, it was just like, this is so dumb. This is dumb. But, you know, I mean, I was that far, so I had to finish. But afterwards, it was just one of those things. I'm not going to do that again unless I do.
That's wild. And that's a one and done style thing. Well, at least, you know, as a race aspect, you might set up for the race again. But it's not something you're doing every morning, because our bodies can kind of handle that in one-off situations. But just that perpetual pounding on the knees from weight, especially the amount of weight people are wrecking with, that can be rough.
Yeah.
So moving further into F3 Nation rucking, how did you become the rucking coordinator for all of F3 Nation?
By accident. I opened my big mouth. I coordinated an event last year, and then afterwards, I kind of talked with some people, upper levels of F3. I mean, we don't have a real fine structure, but there are people who are kind of at the top, and said, you know, there should be a support system for people who are doing these events, because F3 does a lot of custom events. We started out to get events to where the people were, and then it's broadened out to some of our areas that are, you know, not in major metros, getting them events. And now it's sort of branching off into getting events that are not offered by a GoRuck. So I started talking about that, thought it was going to be one of those like, yeah, that's a great idea, and nothing ever happened. And then it happened. And OBT, who's one of the founders, and you had him on, said, hey, you know, we want to create this position to grow and support rucking within F3, because it's a huge thing for F3 members, or we call them PACs, to do. And it just keeps growing and growing. We spread to a new area, and next thing you know, rucking becomes a thing. And it's like, how did that happen? Well, it just did. So, you know, they wanted someone to be able to help those areas continue to grow it, support people who are doing events, and really just build rucking overall to support the wants and needs of people in F3. So as F3 kind of operates, basically the guy who's willing is the guy who's qualified. So I'm ended up in the position, didn't really ask for it, but happy to have it. And here we are. I mean, we got, I got social media up and running just so we could have a point of contact amongst the people. We're 550 people who are following on Twitter. We have a Facebook group that's over 300. You know, so we have a lot of people who are in just conversating around it. And now I'm trying to figure out the best way to support it, because I can't realistically, as a part-time job, support every single person. So, you know, I'm going to look at some of the closer to the ground people in some of the regions to have a local point of contact for it. And, you know, we can just support it that way, so that not every single person who wants information has to wait for me to respond to them, but have a better ground operation. I mean, it's funny, I'm not big on institutions and setting up rules and, you know, hierarchy, but it just kind of happens that way. So, but anything to grow rucking within F3, to attract people to F3 with rucking. There are thousands of guys who have had their lives improved because of being part of F3 and or part of Rucking. So, you know, we want to really keep that alive and grow it and push people to new levels and give them the events that they want in places that they want. So that's how I got there. And, you know, hopefully I can have a long reign over F3 Rucking Kingdom.
That's great. And it really is a double-edged sword, isn't it? You've experienced a lot of success with F3 Nation Rucking, and because of that, you have a lot more work to do, so.
Yeah, we term that problematic. When you have too many guys for a workout, then, you know, it's time to split it up and grow some more. So, I mean, it's the good problems.
Absolutely. So, speaking about 2018, as the Rucking coordinator of F3 Nation, what are some of your goals?
Really, I just want to get events to people who want them, to get some of the smaller regions involved in Rucking. We have the Grow Ruck events that we've been putting on that is kind of a weekend event that supports relatively young F3 regions and bringing them together and having an F3 grow school, which is teaching them to, you know, grow their region, bring new guys in, you know, guys who have gone past that acceptable fat to too fat, getting them fit. And then in conjunction with that, having a Go Ruck Tough to, you know, build relationship with people. I mean, you know, the bonds that are built, you know, my three best friends have been met through F3 and Go Ruck. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, when they get older, have kids, start losing friends, and they don't even know that they miss them until, you know, they make new friends, and F3 does that. So you really want to grow that because it's a great incubator for, you know, guys getting together and doing guy stuff. Also got a big push to get people to heavies. We have two custom heavies that are already on the books. There are whispers of a couple more that may happen, but there's a lot that has to come together for that. So, you know, 2018 is kind of the year of the heavy for F3, but we also do have some Tufts and Lights, and then there are probably at least four Grow Rucks that will happen in 2018 in various locations. So really growing that and getting people what they need to, you know, be successful in their events.
That is awesome and pretty ambitious. I'm very excited to see all of that happen because it's just so cool. It is so cool to see Rucking continue to expand like that. So you mentioned pushing people to heavies. You mentioned the custom Grow Ruck events that are coming up. We've already seen a number of custom F3 Grow Ruck events announced for 2018. What are some of the events that you're most excited about?
I mean, all of them. So the Grow Rucks I don't do. We have somebody else who works on getting that off the ground. So I don't have all the inner knowledge of, even though, you know, it's with Cadre Danny and I've done an event with him before. So, I mean, I always get really excited for heavies. I think that anybody who's done a heavy knows that heavies are just the best events. I mean, they're all great, but there's something that happens in the 24-hour period, just the additional time together, the additional stress, the additional work, that everybody's pushed a little bit further, gets a little bit more frayed, and then comes together. So I'm really excited that F3 guys are in bigger and bigger numbers coming to do heavy events, because I feel like it's the next step for our F3 guys who are into Rucking, of, you know, pushing themselves further, getting to know each other better, getting those stories from a heavy. So I'm really excited about the heavies that we have going on. I have a Tough and a Light that are happening. They're coming to cities that they've never had events in them before. So that's really exciting of itself. But the heavies are exciting. We have one beach heavy and one mountain heavy. So, you know, kind of whatever a person wants, they can get, and they're each going to be unique. I know that the mountain heavy is going to be really, really unique, unlike any event that GORUCK has done before. So I'm signed up for that one. The beach one's going to be great, but I did beach last year, so I'm doing mountains this year.
There you have it. Almost no excuses. If you don't like the water, then head to the mountains. And yeah, if you don't like the mountains, we've got a beach for you. So
yeah,
that's great. Well, I can't wait to hear how both of those events go. We might have to do a follow-up call after the mountain heavy, because it sounds like it's going to be, you know, a little interesting and quite a bit different.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I'll probably have two heavies in the beginning of the year that I'm doing. So, you know, hopefully some good stories with that.
Absolutely. And it's exciting that there's even more F3 heavies coming, because GORUCK is great for introducing members of F3 Nation to rucking and GORUCK events, but it sounds like things are really expanding for the F3 Nation members who have already started rucking and are looking for that next step. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, we in F3, you know, we have a term called a bat flipper, which is basically your hard charger, you know, always pushing the envelope, likes to beat their chest and, you know, and tell everyone how great they are. You know, so creating these bigger events, the longer events, to accommodate those bat flippers, and hopefully the events won't disappoint, that, you know, guys come through, get patched, they keep on pushing. We've had some people who've gone on to attempt selection, haven't had a finisher yet, but I feel like there are some people who have the capability, but the stars have to align for them. So we're going to keep on pushing them and supporting them where we can.
Awesome. That's very cool. Very, very cool. And I just can't wait to hear how, you know, everything continues to shape up with all of this. For those who are listening and didn't listen to the OBT and Dread episode, I'll post a link to it in the show notes, but those are the two founders of F3 Nation who put on the GORUCK event that I took part in Seattle. They've got a really cool thing going. And if you're listening to this and you're in an area that F3 is a part of, which you can check out the F3 Nation website. Again, I'll put that in the show notes. You should definitely consider checking it out, because it will help you get into the shape that you want to be in and that you deserve to be in. And then you can take part in all these awesome events that Mark's talking about here, because I'm just, you know, listening to it today and I'm really excited about what 2018's bringing.
Yeah, we have right now, so GORUCK for 2018, we have events in Lynn, South Carolina, which is the Columbia area. That's going to be men only. We have Greenville, North Carolina, which is going to be women only. We have an event that's going to be coming in. The exact location hasn't been determined. And then we have one in Toledo, Ohio, Toledo has been like the miracle by the lake. You know, instead of the mistake by the lake, it's the miracle by the lake. And Toledo loves some rucking. So we have a GORUCK that's coming there. And as of today, there's like 55 people who are signed up, and it could be over 100 by the time it's all said and done. And then we also have Harrisburg, Concord, North Carolina. That's one event. We have one in Greensboro, North Carolina. And then the Wilmington Heavy and the Mountains Heavy. So we are close to a lot of people in GORUCK Nation. So reach out to myself or, you know, F3 in general, and we can connect you if you're interested in participating.
And for reaching out, if you're on Twitter, that's F3 Nation Rucking.
Yes, that is correct.
Perfect. And there's also a very active Facebook group called F3 Nation Wrecking. So if you're, as Mark said, if you're in F3 Nation and want to get started with wrecking, join it. And you also mentioned if you're not in F3 Nation, but want to be and are interested in wrecking, can those people join as well?
The only real criteria with F3 is it's just men only, and it's nothing exclusive to keep women out. It's just giving men an opportunity to be men. I mean, a lot of married guys that get in there, we become domesticated, and you know, the world's better for it, but the world also needs to have guys being guys. So F3 allows people to do that, and we get nicknames, so you can kind of have this F3 persona of, you can let your hair down and you don't have to worry about, you know, what your wife might think so much. You know, you just get to be a guy. So, you know, for the Twitter, anyone can follow. For the Facebook group, it's going to be men only. We have great discussion. You know, we're always talking about gear, training, events, you know, both our custom events and then public events. I mean, F3 is very present in public events, and you know, we're always there to help out. You know, we want to be good teammates. You know, we're just part of the community. So, you know, if you see an F3 shirt at an event, come up, introduce yourself. Hopefully we introduce ourselves before that, and you know, let's do some work.
So when you're talking about the 2018 events, I mean, we just mentioned that F3, it's all males, but for 2018, there is a FIA GrowRuck event, correct? It's a GrowRuck Lite, I believe.
It is FIA. It's women only. The details, I don't have all of them because it's the GrowRuck. There's a different team of guys that handles it, but you know, the principles that are taught in GrowRuck and F3 and FIA workouts, I mean, they apply to everyone. I mean, you know, we like to say we don't have the solution, we have a solution. And for a lot of the things that are going on in the world, people just getting together and getting to know each other better makes a huge difference. So we've started to do some events with women in given the opportunity to do, you know, a women-only event. And we got that first event that is going to be coming, and it's going to be great. I mean, I'm excited. I'm a huge advocate for women in events. Well, a lot of times I think women outperform the guys because they have something to prove, and we're really excited about that.
That's awesome. I'm excited for that too. I can't wait to see how the FIA GrowRuck event turns out, and hopefully once that's complete, I can have someone on the podcast who either took part in that event or helped form that event, because it would be great to have that second aspect from FIA. So very cool.
Yep, we're really excited about it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited. So are there any shout outs you want to give? Is there anything else you want to promote on here while we're chatting?
I mean, F3, I can't say enough. I mean, people who listen to this obviously are familiar with GrowRuck, but they might not be familiar with F3. F3 is a difference maker in the lives of a lot of guys. I mean, you know, guys getting together and building relationship just like you do at a GrowRuck event, but basically we get to have a little sample of that every single day. In the morning, you get together, you know, with your friends, with new people, you work hard, you joke around, and then you know, you go your separate ways, and you know, you get to find out about people and, you know, how their lives are and why work sucks and, you know, how marriage and parenting can be challenging. So, you know, F3 is a huge thing, and if you have F3 close to you, come and check it out. Want to give special thanks to OBT for trusting me to not screw this up. You know, we'll see if that's actually the case, but you know, given the opportunity, and for, you know, GrowRuck for putting on kick-ass events and pushing me to my limits and still doing it and making really expensive gear that I spend a lot of money on. So thanks for all those things.
That's awesome. And as someone who found GoRuck first and then found F3 years later myself, I have to say that the communities are very similar and there's a lot of overlap. So it was really fun, you know, stumbling upon this group of guys, because it's like the community aspects. I think I said this in the OBT and Dread podcast, but going to F3 workouts, it's like the community aspects that you build at GoRuck events, but it's free workout and, you know, they happen weekly. So if you're listening to this and it's December or even early January and you're finally getting around to this episode and you want to make a change, you're a guy, just check out F3 Nation, because they will definitely give you the tools via the workouts to make that happen. And if you're a female, then check out FIA. I don't have any personal experience with FIA because I'm a guy, so I'm not allowed there. But I do hear very good things about the FIA community, at least local to us, the one that's down in Tacoma, Washington. So definitely give that a check.
Yeah, we're everywhere. We're growing. I mean, F3 has expanded to Austin, Texas, the Chicago Metro, St. Louis. We have some in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I mean, we're everywhere. If you want F3 to come to you, reach out to F3 or me, and we'll get it in place and see what we can do as far as some expansion, because, you know, there will be a day where F3 will be close to most everybody. So we're really excited about that, the expansion of that. And then, you know, we'll keep bringing GoRuck events to those areas. So we're really excited.
Well, I'm excited too. And I'm just so glad, I have to say that, you know, Mark, that you're the F3 Nation Rucking coordinator, because I feel like it's just going to get that much better. More custom events. I know you guys have had some amazing ones in the past, like a double heavy that OBG mentioned when he was on. And I know you took part in that. So
yeah,
maybe we'll have to have an upcoming episode as well, talking about prepping for a double heavy or a similar event that is, you know, more challenging than your standard line of GoRuck challenges.
Love it. Would do it. Just let me know.
You got it, man. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
No, not at all. If any of the events that I listed off are in your area, just reach out and we'll see if we can get you on board. If you've never been to an F3 workout, don't let that stop you. We have lots of people who, you know, get involved in our events who, it's their first event with F3 and they get their F3 name there, and, you know, they get plugged in the community. So just reach out through the Twitter, Facebook group, whatever you want to do. We'll get you plugged in however you want. Light, tough, heavy selection. We'll support you however we can.
I love it. And no cost to go to F3 workouts. So that's not a barrier either.
Never.
Awesome. Mark, thank you so much, you know, just for taking so much time out of your day to talk to me about F3 Nation Rucking, how that kind of started, where it's going in 2018. And just all the exciting events that you guys have lined up, as well as how people can get off that couch, you know, at the end of December, early January, get in shape and sign up for what I'm sure is going to be a ton of amazing events in the future. I am super excited about all of it. And I'm so thankful, man, that you just took the time to out of your day to chat with me about this.
Happy to do it, Brian. Maybe 2019, we'll finally do our custom selection that we've talked about. So that would be great, so that you could have two of them for people to do nothing over a weekend.
There you go. We'll see 2019.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Brian. It's a privilege.
Thank you. Take care, Mark.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast. To learn more about this episode, please visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-027. To learn more about All Day Ruck Off, you can always visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? we would love a review on either Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, which is the correct way to spell Brian, at alldayruckoff.com, as I'm always looking to improve the show. Don't forget to check out charitychallenges.org for virtual events that raise money for some truly incredible charities. We've got that 1,000-mile challenge. Registrations are open right now, so sign up. Your money's going to a good place, and crush 2018. If you want to support the podcast, as always, we've got gear available on alldayruckoff.com/store. We've got some new Christmas-inspired patches, which are pretty fun. So you can head over there and check that out if you want. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.